And Major League Baseball gets started at the new park in Miami with the newly named Miami Marlins tonight.
Yes, the Miami Marlins.
Right, yeah,
yes.
Yeah, not the... That's Florida right. Marlins anymore.
No, they're now the Miami Marlins. You so have, Miami's fully responsible for them now. Yeah.
You have to know where Miami is. Or
and they built this stadium right on the site of the old Orange Bowl, right?
Well,
that's where they, after they torn it down. So yeah. I'll probably watch enough just to see what the stadium looks like tonight. So
sure.
That's it.
And then that'll be it.
Yeah, and then that's the last baseball game I'll watch this year until the Rangers blow the seventh game of the World Series.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Little unfinished business from last hour, opening up the big card.
Don't.
Oh, it's 32 does in a row.
Yeah,
that's it. That's the big card.
That's it, because today is Cliff Howard's birthday.
Yes, so. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
That's it.
Don't know how old he is, but he's something.
Well, he's pretty close to our age. So.
Yeah. He's a 6-0 around there somewhere. Yeah.
Prison officials in China have started handing out awards to inmates to boost their self-esteem.
Oh, yeah. I gotta figure if I'm in a Chinese prison, my self-esteem's gonna be pretty low.
Guards at a maximum security prison giving prizes to prisoners who obey the rules. Other medals are handed out. They hand out medals like you had to do that in American prisons. People would kill one another with them.
Cut somebody.
Other medals handed out to the inmates with the cleanest cells, those who excel at certain educational classes. Staff members say they participate in Olympic-style ceremonies because it's good for morale. You know, that's just kind of a completely different world. Imagine a Chinese prison and the way they behave. Think they get a chance to complain about not having color television?
Probably not.
Yeah. Not having remote control because, you know, you're liable to disappear and really never show up again. Just really never show up again. Hey. Remember that story about the, do you know what the General Services Administration is? What they do, what their job is?
Well, they write checks, don't they?
Well, they're,
or do they?
Or they distribute paper clips?
I mean, their job is to streamline the administrative work of the federal government.
Uh-huh. It's pretty heady.
Yep.
That's right.
They are there to oversee the business of the U.S. American federal government. Okay. That's their job.
So are they kind of the check writers too?
Well,
like if you're going on a trip and you need an advance, is that where you get it from?
I think they.
Who does that?
Yeah.
They basically would be the watchguard of efficiency within the U.S. American government.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. I think we've got some Nat sound from their office.
Yowie?
Yeah.
Well, it's just kind of interesting because the head of the General Services Administration in Washington
just woke up.
Yeah. And just in time to resign.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And her top two deputies were fired.
Sacked.
And four managers were placed on leave.
Do tell.
Well, you need $800,000.
Yeah.
For that. Yeah.
The GSA Inspector General, that would be the person who's supposed to make sure that the GSA is streamlining the administrative work of the U.S. American government, documented the $823,000 training conference.
In Las Vegas, right?
Well, now, stop. It was south of Las Vegas.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Henderson?
You had to fly into Las Vegas.
Okay.
But
immediately go to your motel conference room.
Yeah.
To the austerity efficiency inn in whatever city south of Las Vegas it was.
Yeah, to your tourist court restaurant. Yeah, where they...
But, I mean, just whoa. And I hear you rushing to judgment, and that's so unfair.
Because
the $823,000 that they spent was spent on the training of 318 employees.
Oh, wow.
So that's...
Well, now, hang on just a second.
That's about...
Hang on. Yeah. Hey, how much was it?
It was $823,000.
It's about $25,000 a person.
And spent on how many employees?
318. Yeah,
that'd be $2,500, almost $2,600.
See, Tom, now quit trying to blow this out of proportion.
Excuse me, not $2,500. All right. $2,600 per person.
And I think once we go in and look at the details of the conference, we can understand why, because, there was $31,000 for the networking reception.
Oh, yeah, because they wanted to get that in their rooms.
Sure,
right.
Exactly.
So they didn't have to attend the meetings.
They had a clown.
Oh, God.
But she's fired now.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
They had a psychic that they paid $3,200.
Uh-huh.
The breakfast was $44 a person. They spent $3,700 on T-shirts.
Yeah.
In-room parties, I guess that's mini bars, mm-hmm. $5,600. And then $2,800 in water bottles. Now, I don't know if that's bottled water or water bottle.
Oh, no. That's the water that they put in your room and say, enjoy this. And,
that's
straight out
of the Otter Bar.
We will conveniently, at a convenience fee of only $4.95 or whatever.
So that's $8,400 right there in in-room fees in addition to the $3,200 for the mind reader. So there you are.
The great
gazoo.
Yeah, whatever.
What do you think the mind reader read? Like, you know, you're going to be looking for employment.
Yeah. What do these people have to be worried about anyway?
Now, I also heard that before the trip that they had to take 8 trips to Las Vegas to sort of scout out the place.
Well, don't you need look?
Yeah.
It's fact finding.
Yeah.
Do you see how many hotels there are? I mean, there are a lot of hotels in Las Vegas.
You got to get the right one.
By the time you start in downtown, work your way down the strip.
I'm surprised there's only eight.
There's 4 trips right there.
Yeah, I'm surprised there were only 8 trips out there to make sure that that was the right place.
Everything was right.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't do it any place where you got drive-in, you know. Couldn't drive. Maryland has no hotels. I don't know if you knew that or not. There are no hotels in Maryland. So, yeah. But flying out there. They probably used a private jet because they didn't want to have to be, dealing with the riffraff that is, after all, us.
No, you don't want to wait in line 3.
No,
Wouldn't
want to do that. Uh-huh. So, anyway, that's the...
But she's looking for another good-paying job.
Yeah, good luck on that.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, while we're talking about paperclips and stuff, lots of people, I don't know, borrow, shall we say, or steal Post-it notes or paperclips or pens or whatever, right? I mean, that's just...
Yeah, you don't ever really run out.
No.
When's the last time you used the entire, used up all the ink in a pen?
Yeah, no, that
start to finish.
Happen.
Yes.
But the problem is a lot of people do that from their employer.
No, I've used up all the ink.
Have you?
Well, yeah, I mean,
or it just goes dry, you know.
Well, maybe it goes dry.
It gets tired, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it gets tired.
A janitor in Germany admits to stealing office supplies over the course of several decades.
Mm-hmm.
Authorities said the 69-year-old janitor admitting to taking office items and cleaning supplies from city buildings during the decades leading up to his retirement in 07. In all, it's estimated that he stole 27 tons of supplies.
Good grief.
Police learned of the thefts from an anonymous tip. A man admitted to the thefts and showed police the items, which he kept in his apartment.
All 27 tons?
I don't know. So you didn't use them up.
Take that, Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Yeah, that's right. Milton wants to know where his stapler is. I think we know that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, after all, how many Post-it notes could you actually use? I mean, once you steal about 100, aren't you good for a while?
Yeah, you're pretty much set up in Post-it notes.
There's some reason that you need to steal more. But nonetheless, paper clips there as well, apparently. Stuttgart, Germany, where it happened. You know, we don't get a chance to see morning television. We're probably worse people for it,
mm-hmm.
You know, because it's
I'm hating that I can't catch Katie Couric.
Well, the overnights are in.
Oh, really?
The overnights are in. Because there was a lot of talk about Katie over there on Good Morning America and all that sort of stuff.
Well, they're hoping to break the string of the Today Show.
Yeah, like 16 years or something. Yep.
840 weeks,
yeah,
I think they said.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Didn't work.
Didn't
work. At least so far.
So far.
Yep. The Today Show... over there on NBC, actually pulled in about 250,000 more viewers than Good Morning America. You know
what, they had Sarah Palin on.
Yeah.
But you know what the linchpin there is? Willard Scott.
Well, you know, you're probably right.
I don't know.
They bring Willard in.
They're
moving furniture out of
Smuckers and centenarians, or centenarians.
No word on how the whole OPA thing went over there on CBS either. You know, but that's what we know, at least now.
First
2 days.
You can become Oprah's best friend and get a morning gig show. Isn't that something? I mean, Gayle King is on that show now. She's ever done is be Oprah's best friend.
Her resume says Oprah's bud.
what she is.
But, I mean, I want you to think about the consternation she goes through for every birthday and Christmas.
Uh-huh.
I mean, because what are you going to get her? It's got to be a tough world. I mean, you make fun, but, I mean, she... She has challenges that the rest of us have no idea
we,
about.
We've never known.
No, we don't.
The trouble she's seen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Imagine, if you will, let's just go ahead and get the black helicopters out there. Imagine, if you will, federal officials having access to every text message you sent, every phone call you made, every email you drafted, and every website that you visited. That very proposal being presented in Parliament later this year in Great Britain.
Hey.
They will be watched even more closely by their government than they already are. According to the Washington Post, government officials across the pond believe the measures are critical to countering terrorism and, as they call it, other threats, where criminals are using seemingly innocent venues like Facebook as a means of communication. The proposal is causing a bit of an uproar on over privacy in Great Britain, where citizens are already closely watched. They have cameras and devices over there that I think folks here would kick up a fuss about. I believe they have on their highways cameras that can capture about 325,000 license plates an hour and store so that they can pretty much tell where you are going all the time on the federal roads in Great Britain. And for anybody who's been over in London, there are basically very few streets that don't have cameras on them already. So apparently looking to expand that a little bit across the pond. It's 7:25.